Welcome back. Welcome back to the second part of this, the last show from me. We're going to celebrate a birthday and play a track from one of my favourite bands, Bill Ashton, whose conception and ran the National Youth Jazz Orchestra for many, many, many years. His birthday is the 6th of December, born in 1936. And it's only in the last year or so that he's taken a slightly back seat place there, but still active. And so I've taken one that is back a few years of recording, and that will show Bill Ashton's direction. We're going to an album, the very best of National Youth Jazz Orchestra, and it's called Life Portraits and Tributes. The track, written by Harry South, is Quincy, and the main players you'll hear: Mark Ong on bass, Colin Philpott on bass trombone, Scott Garland on tenor, Lisa Graham on flute, Phil Robson on guitar, Mark White trumpet, Chris Dagley on drums. Tribute to Quincy Jones, of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
National Youth Jazz Orchestra. And very, very fine band it has always been, and it is progressing to worldwide fame. Okay, let's go to a young lady who I believe should be better known than she is. Julie Edwards. Julie Edwards and Kevin Dearden always perform together. It's their band. Kevin plays saxophones and guitars and a whole range. He is a brilliant musician. She is a brilliant singer. Going to the album Rhyme or Reason, it was her birthday on the 25th of November. And the track I've chosen for you is What a Difference a Day Makes.
Cosas que te digo, no repitas jamás por compasión una tola veo mío y estrechame en tus brazos y cuenta los dedos de nuestro corazón. What a difference a day makes, 24 little hours. Brings the sun and the flowers where they used to be red. Yesterday was blue. Now I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you say it, you were mine. What a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Stormy, she muñeques tus besos, que el amor que te he dado no podrás olvidar. No me preguntas nada, que nada he de explicarte.
Loughran's Grooveyard released an album in 2010 called The Strut, and we're going to play the title track. Thank you. Gareth Loughran's Grooveyard there. Extraordinary flute player, Gareth. Okay, we're moving on, and we're going to Malachi Thompson. Unfortunately, he's died, but always had a lot of good feeling about Malachi, his attitude to jazz and the things he said about jazz. Played in Lester Bowie's Brass Fantasy when I first heard him. Then I found out what he'd recorded himself and his Africa Brass, which also included Lester Bowie at most times. And it is Malachi Thompson's Africa Brass. And we're going to the album Buddy Bolden's Rag, the track which Malachi wrote, Kojo Time. And it features Malachi Thompson. We'll be right back. Mackay Thompson. Let's go for a vocal now. We'll go to Rachel Farrell. Live, the Montreux Jazz Festival, I think it was 1991. And the Sam Cooke number, You Send Me.
Darling, you send me. Darling, you, oh, send me, babe. Honest you do.
Okay, we're going to Corey Christensen's quartet now. Corey Christensen, a guitarist, of course. David Halliday on sax. Pat Bianchi is on organ, and it's Pat Bianchi's birthday on the 7th of December, 1975, he was born. Matt Jorgensen on drums. The album is Outlaw Tractor. We're going to the title track.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to move to almost an identical quartet, another organ quartet. This time it's Joey DeFrancesco on the organ, Steve Gadd on drums, Ronnie Cuba on baritone saxophone, and Paul Bollenbeck on guitar. Just like to say thank you for listening to all my shows, and who knows, one day in the future I may be doing a few more shows, we'll see. Track I've chosen from Steve Gadd and Friends Live at the Vos is Sister Sadie.
Thank you.